Federal regulators are working on new rules that are supposed to protect the electric grid from a threat you've probably never considered: solar storms. If you've ever seen the Northern Lights, you've seen the most visible evidence of this kind of storm. They can be powerful enough to wreak havoc on our electric grid 93 million miles away. Inside Energy's Emily Guerin reports that new protections may not go far enough.
A major solar storm sends bursts of electrically charged particles racing towards Earth. When they hit the Earth's magnetic field, they cause beautiful auroras, like the ones these national park rangers stumbled upon last month in North Dakota. They posted this video on Facebook.
It looks like a green fire. It's absolutely amazing.
Last month's aurora was so strong, you could see it as far south as Boulder, Colorado, where at the Federal Space Weather Prediction Center, they're trying to forecast those very storms.
What we have here is a high-resolution image of the sun.
Lead forecaster Bob Rutledge is standing in a dark room full of computer screens, each with a different image of the sun. When forecasters see the beginning of a solar storm, they have to wait 15 hours or so to know how bad it is. That's how long it takes that burst of charged particles to reach a satellite that's about a million miles from Earth.
Kind of like our hurricane buoy 50 miles off the coast of Miami.
These space forecasters communicate with grid engineers like Bill Timmons.
And we basically get alerted when the storms are coming our way.
Timmons does maintenance engineering for Western Area Power Administration. When his grid operators get the alert from Boulder, they pull out their brand new solar storm operating procedures. He says what they do next depends on the intensity of the storm.
It's the same thing as a watch, warning, or an alert on like a hurricane or a tornado. We had the same thing with solar storms.
They're worried about the storm causing a spike in electrical currents that can destroy transformers. That's the part of the grid that steps down high voltage electricity. In a really bad storm, grid operators can cut power to protect transformers. Timmons says they've never had to do that.
We've had several decades of storm activity. There's no evidence of any damage to our transformers or our grid.
But the modern grid hasn't yet experienced a truly massive solar storm, like the so-called Carrington event in 1859. Storm-induced electric current shocked telegraph operators and lit their papers on fire. Researchers say if something like that were to happen today, enough transformers could be damaged to cause 130 million Americans to lose power. And because transformers are so expensive and slow to build, the power could be out for months or even years.
That's just an unacceptable outcome.
George Baker is an emeritus professor of applied science at James Madison University and a grid watchdog.
If we're very serious about hardening the grid, really the only low-risk way to do it is to install blocking devices.
They'd provide physical protection for transformers. Baker and many others say they would work much better than the current solar storm operating procedures that utilities are required to have. Yet there's only one installed in the U.S., and under proposed new regulations, they won't be required for most U.S. power companies. Engineer Bill Timmons says he's not sure they're needed.
I think operationally we can manage this risk. I would hate to overreact to something that may not impact our grid.
There's a fine line between overreacting and preventing the failure of our most important piece of infrastructure.
We lose our capability to communicate. We lose potable water supply. We lose
waste. Scott McBride works on grid security at Idaho National Laboratory. He says in a large solar storm blackout,
the socioeconomic impacts cascade and it becomes very devastating.
Learning about solar storms, I could see why some people spend all their time stockpiling food, fuel, and medicine. But grid watchdog George Baker says there are better ways to prepare.
If we were to put our energies rather into lobbying our representatives to protect the grid, I think that's a much better solution.
In the meantime, the Department of Energy is so concerned that it's considering a plan to stockpile transformers and parts in the event of a major solar storm. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.